It's The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Diana O'Carroll. And we'll be diving back beneath the waves in a moment when we'll hear how engineers have come up with a way to weld up pipes underwater. But before that, let's take a look at what else has been making scientific headlines this week. Diana, what have you got?
Well, this week, a team of researchers in France, Russia and the USA have reported that Voyager spacecrafts 1 and 2, launched 34 years ago, have made it far enough out of the solar system to detect Lyman alpha emission. Now, Lyman alpha emission is an ultraviolet radiation, and it's generated when an electron moves between the first and second levels, energy levels of hydrogen. And it's thought to be an indicator of regions where star formation has occurred. But in order to look at Lyman alpha radiation, you have to move far away from the clouds of hydrogen gas that are present in our solar system.
Because otherwise they would mask the signal.
Exactly. And it's these hydrogen particles called a heliospheric hydrogen glow, which can also scatter and disrupt Lyman alpha radiation, just as city lights can interfere with your view of the stars. Now, both Voyagers have now travelled far enough away from the sun to look back and see through this hydrogen glow. Now, previously, Lyman alpha emission has only been predicted with equations, but writing in the journal Science, Rosine Lalmont and colleagues from the University of Paris Diderot can confirm that this emission has been detected. And it does have its origin in the regions surrounding newborn stars. So we can therefore use this information and look at other galaxies, as well as the Milky Way, in order to understand where a star formed.
Do you know, I'm really gobsmacked, not just by that discovery, which is amazing in its own right, but these probes that were built over 30 years ago, they're not even in our solar system anymore. They're still in communication with us. They're still doing science, yet the microwave oven I bought 5 years ago has already clapped out and been replaced.
Yeah, exactly. If you bought a telly in the 70s, the chances are it's probably not working anymore.
Actually, I did have a telly that was working from almost the 70s until very recently, so not quite. The point I'm trying to make is that new technology does not seem to have the same resilience that old stuff did.
I don't know. Ask me again in 34 years, and I'm still sort of beating up my poor old computer. But there's a bit of a sad note to it, really, because Voyager 2 spectrometer actually had to be switched off to conserve power. So these poor little things are floating off into space, losing energy. And the spectrometer in Voyager 1 will probably be turned off soon too. And it means that those spacecraft will not be able to collect much more data on Lyman alpha
sources. I spoke too soon.
Yeah, I know. But it might be that this new Horizon spacecraft, which was built in 2006, I'll have you know, might be able to take over that mission.
So. That's on the way to Pluto, isn't it, New Horizons?
Yeah, it's going to get to Pluto in about 2015, so it might be able to do some sort of data collection like that.
Will that one be far enough away then that it will also get round the problem of this hydrogen glow from our own solar system?
Yeah, obviously it's not as far out as the Voyagers are at the moment, but it should be able to get some good preliminary data from that position, yes.